is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. 6 people remain missing and 2 were rescued from the sea after huge sections of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. The bridge across Baltimore Harbour was hit by a cargo ship at around 1:30 a.m. local time. Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, said the vessel had suffered a power outage. The accident could stop coal shipments from the port for several weeks. Visa and MasterCard agreed to slash payment processing fees for merchants in America to settle an antitrust case. Sellers had accused the credit card companies of charging inflated prices for transactions, notably in swipe fees. The landmark deal is expected to save merchants around $30 billion over the next 5 years. They are not required to pass those savings on to consumers. America's Supreme Court heard arguments in a case brought by anti-abortion activists that would impose greater restrictions on the use of mifepristone, a drug typically used in combination with misoprostol, another pill to induce abortions. The Food and Drug Administration began loosening rules on the drug's usage and distribution in 2016. The Supreme Court justices seemed skeptical of the activists' arguments, seeking to tighten them back up. Britain's High Court ruled that Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, may not be immediately extradited to America to be tried for espionage, unless America pledges not to impose the death penalty and not to restrict his speech. Mr. Assange will be entitled to launch a full appeal against his extradition on May 20th. WikiLeaks published more than 250,000 diplomatic cables in 2010, sparking a political firestorm. Polish lawmakers submitted a motion in Parliament to bring the central bank governor, Adam Glapiński, before a state tribunal. Members of the centre-right government accuse Mr. Glapiński of making interest rate decisions and buying bonds to support his political allies, thus breaching constitutional rules. The coalition won power in December on a pledge to hold the ousted Nationalist Law and Justice Party to account. South Africa's Electoral Court rejected a bid by the ruling African National Congress, ANC, to block a new party formed by its former leader, Jacob Zuma, from running in a general election on May 29th. The ANC claimed that the Mkhonto we Sizwe, MK party, did not follow electoral registration rules. MK is expected to draw enough support from the ANC to force it into an unprecedented coalition. China's President Xi Jinping has his eye on the ball. As part of a campaign to root out corruption in Chinese football, Chen Shuyuan, former head of the Chinese Football Association, was sentenced to life in prison for bribery. In January, he admitted to pocketing 81 million yuan, or $11.2 million. More than a dozen Chinese players and coaches are under investigation. And figure of the day, 45,000. The headcount at McKinsey, which has been growing faster than the consulting firm's revenues.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.